studios of Free Radio Santa Cruz. You're listening to Earth First Radio. Stay tuned for No Compromise news, views, poetry, and music.
You're cutting chainsaws, killing the tree. Something, everything that lives in peace. Our animal friends are on the run.
Welcome to Earth First Radio. I am Uncle Dennis. Every week I bring you No Compromise news, views, poetry, and music for activists on the front lines of the environmental movement. In the news, you'll hear about folks who are killing the planet and folks who have detailed information about saving what's left. They all have names, addresses, phone numbers, fax numbers, email, and web addresses. So please, as Robert says, please get a pencil or a pen and some recycled paper to write down the information you're about to hear, because this isn't Couch Potato Radio, it's Activist Radio, and I urge you to take down the information and act on it. You really can make a difference by writing letters, sending faxes, and making phone calls when you aren't out in the woods, up in a tripod tree sitter, locked down in that dragon at the road blockade. If you have information, announcements, or comments for Earth First Radio, please keep a pencil handy and listen for the contact addresses later on in the show. And we're going to start off, as usual, with announcements. In Oregon, the Ancient Forest Campout is starting Friday, August 20th, and running through Sunday, August 22nd, at the Fall Creek Tree Sit. You're invited to a weekend of relaxation, fun, exploration, and excitement in the Fall Creek watershed, just an hour from Eugene, Oregon. Camp under the Ewok Village of Sky High Tree Sits, or in the solitude of one of many majestic places within a 10 or 20 minute walk. We've been here since the April of 1998, defending these ancient forests from the Clark Timber Sale. Learn how to climb and visit the tree sits, hike through ancient forests, new clear cuts, and old ones. Please help us cancel this sale. 96 acres of rare low elevation ancient forests. It's not too late. Bring food, water, hiking boots, and a sleeping bag. It's still cool at night up there. For those of you who are out in places where it's hot like back east, Oregon can sound mighty beautiful, isn't it? Directions. Well, if you're not in Eugene and you can't visit the Fog Coffee House at 3rd and Lincoln, you can call or write to Cascadia Forest Defenders, P.O. Box 11122, Eugene, Oregon, 97440. That's Cascadia Forest Defenders, Box 11122, Eugene, Oregon, 97440. Give them a call, 541-684-8977. That's 541-684-8977. And thanks for your support. And it's a really nice postcard announcement showing a picture of the Ewok Village. Thank you, Cascadia Forest Defenders, one of our nicest announcements. Also coming up is Recreational Fee Demonstration Protest Day, August 14th. That's this weekend. Some of you who listen to this broadcast next week, I hope you had a good demonstration. But for those of you listening to it live, as part of the Wild Wilderness, Wild and Free in the 21st Century campaign, Saturday, August 14th is planned as a national day of action and protest against the recreation fee demonstration program. That's basically where you have to pay money to hike in the woods, a bum deal. If you're organizing an event, please contact Wild Wilderness so they can post their information on their website. Better do it right now. And that is ssilver@wildwilderness.org, S-S-I-L-V-E-R @wildwilderness.org. I'm not going to give you the street address because at this point, it doesn't make much sense to give that to you. Also coming up is the Rainforest Action Chautauqua, August 18th through the 23rd. The Chautauqua Council, Earth Culture, and the Rainforest Action Network are hosting the 11th Annual Rainforest Action Chautauqua at Camp Carolina Black Bear Backcountry, located in Brevard, North Carolina, a great gathering of East Coast grassroots rainforest protection folks in the Blue Ridge Mountains.
There is a fairly substantial fee, but they do have some scholarships. If you'd like more information on the Chautauqua, contact Rainforest Action Network, area code 415-398-4404. That's 415-398-4404. Or send mail to rags@ran.org, rags@ran.org. And coming up in early September is the Forest Reform Rally. Rewilding, the 1999 Forest Reform Rally, is this year in the wild, sponsored by the Wild Utah Forest Campaign and the Forest Reform Network. It's going to take place in the High Uinta Mountains of Camp Steiner, about an hour and a half to 2 hours east of Salt Lake City. I guess if you drive quick, you get there faster. And it's just off the Mirror Lake Highway. If you'd like more information about the Forest Reform Rally, where is that? Okay. Send your registration to American Lands, 726 7th Street Southeast, Washington, D.C., 20003. That's American Lands, 726 7th Street Southeast, Washington, D.C., 20003. And they do have an email address. It's wufc@xmission.com. wufc@xmission.com. And also coming up is the Wild Rockies Rendezvous, September 17th through 19th. The Alliance for the Wild Rockies is sponsoring the event at the Montana Snow Bowl, 20 minutes from downtown Missoula, Montana. If you'd like more information, contact Bob Clark at the Alliance for the Wild Rockies. His number, 406-721-5420. That's 406-721-5420. Or email to Bob Clark, all one word, at wildrockies.org. That's B-O-B-C-L-A-R-K at wildrockies, all one word, .org. And, of course, you can always visit their website at www.wildrockies.org/AWR. All right. And the Virginia Forest Health Conference. Real Forest Health will be the subject of a conference September 25th at the Southwest Virginia Higher Education Center in Abingdon, Virginia. And for more information about this, contact Steve Brooks with the Virginia Forest Watch. His email address, VAFW@MounET.com. That's VAFW@MounET.com. Telephone number, 540-479-2176. That's 540-479-2176. If Headwaters Forest is saved, then why will the coho salmon go extinct? When government dealmakers agreed to pay Charles Hurwitz $480 million for Headwaters Grove, they gave Maxam a rubber stamp to log a forested area the size of 656 football fields that lies entirely within the boundaries of the new Headwaters Preserve. This extreme logging plan, the hole in the headwaters will endanger downstream residents with increased flooding and ruin their drinking water supply. The plan, along with other planned clear cuts, will also lead to total destruction of one of the last native coho salmon runs left in California. Each Sunday, North Coast Earth First leads hikes into the Headwaters Preserve to show the potential effects of logging THP 520. If you'd like to go on one of these weekly Sunday hikes, contact North Coast Earth First. Their telephone number is 707-825-6598. For more information, that's 707-825-6598. All right, more announcements. If you want to get on a forest conservation email list, you can go to the following webpage, forest.org/forms/signlist.htm. That's forest.org/forms/signlist.htm, and it'll get you onto the Gaia's Forest Conservation Portal. You can also check out their another webpage. Just to check it out is forest.org/portal. Check it out. Nice place. Forest.org /portal, P-O-R-T-A-L. All right, the Water and Forest Rally in Knoxville, Tennessee. And that's coming up this Tuesday, August 17th. It's going to be held in conjunction with two public meetings for the concerning the Southeastern Forest Sustainability Study. And that's taking place at another spot in Knoxville, Tennessee. But anyway, the Water and Forest Rally, 1 p.m. Tuesday, August 17th in downtown Market Square, Knoxville, Tennessee. And they say, come join with us. Sounds like a fun time back there in Tennessee. And the September 15th is the International Day of Action Against the World Trade Organization. No New Round Turnaround. Join thousands of activists around the world in a day of action to oppose expansion of the World Trade Organization. And if you'd like more information, here's a telephone number. 1-877-STOP-WTO. That's 1-877-STOP-WTO. And if you don't want to figure out what that is, that's 1-877-786-7986. That's 1-877-786-7986. Or you could visit their webpage at www.seattlewto, all one word, .net. That's seattlewto.net. All right, check out that webpage, September 15th. And we got more announcements here. We got to blaze through these. The State of Oregon Forests meeting on September 9th. Don't forget to register and attend the upcoming meeting on the State of Oregon's Forests. And it's the first in a series of updates culminating in a final report in 2001. September 9th is the day. Don't miss it. I guess you get in touch with them at the webpage at www.cof.orst.edu/cof/extended/conferen/assess. I'll run through that one more time. This is to register for the State of Oregon Forest meeting on September 9th. www.cof.orst.edu/cof/extended/conferen/assess. All right. And there's a lot of announcements here. Got a couple of more to go, I think. Three more to go. Here, stand by. If you would like to receive notices about the Mount Hood Forest Service and BLM timber sales, contact Dyson at teleport.com. That's D-Y-S-E, Dice at teleport.com. If you want to get on an email list for Mount Hood Forest Service and BLM timber sale alerts. All right. Good announcement for you folks up in Washington. Coming up September 24th through the 26th, the Georgia Forest Watch Retreat. Georgia Forest Watch will be having its annual weekend retreat. Lots of speakers, including Tim Inglesby, giving a lesson on fire ecology. Again, the Georgia Forest Watch Retreat, September 24th through the 26th. For more information, contact Lynn Comiskey. That's L-C-U-M-I-S-K-E-Y at earthlink.net. That's L-C-U-M-I-S-K-E-Y at earthlink.net. And here it is, the final announcement for today. The Red Tail Deep Ecology Rendezvous. September 3rd through Sunday, September 5th, the Deep Ecology-inspired gathering of people, mostly from the maritime region of Canada, who support the ideas of deep ecology, further unfolding through the theoretical tendencies of the left biocentrism and the application of the ecocentric worldview to counter ongoing planetary destruction. The dates once again, September 3rd through September 5th, the place just outside of Scottsburn, Pictou County, Nova Scotia, Canada. That's just outside of Scottsburn, Pictou County, Nova Scotia, Canada. I don't have an email address or a telephone number for this one, but I have requested further information about this one for folks on the East Coast, especially in Northern East Coast and Canada, the Maritime region of Canada. That might be an interesting little outing for you all before it finally starts snowing. All right, here are the known tree sits in the United States. On Watch Mountain in the Gifford Pinchot National Forest of Washington, a South Bronx tree sit in New York, the Minnehaha Tree Village in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Let's see, Julia Butterfly is still up in Luna in Northern California. The Gypsy Mountain Tree Village is still going on as far as we know. The Freshwater Tree Sit, also on Freshwater Creek just outside of Eureka in California. The Right View Timber Sale Tree Sit on the Umpqua in the BLM. That's also in Oregon. The Winberry Tree Village in the Willamette National Forest. The Fall Creek Tree Village, and they're having that weekend coming up in the Willamette National Forest of Oregon. That one's Red Cloud Thunder. And the Eagle Tree Village in the Willamette, also in the Willamette National Forest. That's a Cascadia Forest Alliance. All right. Here's another activist notice. Workers were greeted by a citizen blockade of the access road to the Otter Wing Timber Sale last week, after coalition members found numerous violations of buffer zones designed to protect streams. Participants in the blockade are currently being arraigned in federal court on misdemeanor charges and were released awaiting their trial October 28th. And unfortunately, we get these notices every now and again. The Rhino Man, Michael Wiriki, has died in Kenya. The Rhino Man, Michael Wiriki of Mombasa, Kenya, died last Sunday in a hospital in Mombasa, Kenya. The Daily Nation newspaper in Nairobi reported that Wiriki's death resulted from injuries sustained in an assault outside of his home in Manjeno, Sega, 3 weeks ago. The exact cause of the death has not been confirmed. A Kenyan auto plant security supervisor by profession, Wiriki was a world-renowned conservationist who championed the cause of the endangered rhinoceros. He raised millions of dollars and walked thousands of kilometers around the world to try and save rhinos. He was awarded the United Nations Environmental Council's Protection 500, Global 500 Award in 1989 for his efforts towards rhino conservation, and in 1990 he received the Goldman Prize for Africa. It is the lives and actions of ordinary citizens that have awakened the consciences of many of us to the numerous threats posed by our environment, said Klaus Töpfer, UNEP's executive director. Michael will long be remembered for the positive action he took to save a species that could not protect itself from man's destruction. We can only hope that there will be others who will continue his efforts. Michael Wiriki, the Rhino Man, dead in Kenya. All right, in support of the preservation of the Stoltman Wilderness Area, four angry vandals broke into camp last week. Campers located in the Inter-4 logging road of the Alajo Valley of British Columbia are supporting tree sitters who hope to prevent further road building in the pristine Alajo. At 8:20 this morning, four men wearing bandanas over their faces, two wearing bandanas, one wearing a balaclava, and one in war paint, sped up to our camp in a blue and white Ford crew cab with the Inter-4 logo on the doors and the truck number 774 plainly visible. The men rushed into camp with axes and shovels in hand. They chopped the ropes to our tarps and smashed our lantern. They claimed they were here to put out a fire, but there was no fire at the time. And the protesters at the camp feel stronger than ever, and the intimidation tactics used by these men or the Sioux Coalition will not deter us. With 9 protesters at camp this morning and 9 more joining us, we shall stay true to our goals to stop this extremist corporation that's Inter-4 clear-cutting in British Columbia, what appears to be their hired thugs, from destroying any more of this pristine ancient forest. And if you'd like to contact the Stoltman Campaign Headquarters, their telephone number is 604-255-4145. And volunteers are welcome to come on up and help out, but please call ahead, 604-255-4145. And let's get some animal news in here. Lansing, Michigan, officials of the Sierra Club, the nation's largest grassroots environmental organization, announced they will sue the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to halt systematic abuses of federal laws intended to restore wildlife habitat. The Sierra Club's lawsuit would protect America's forests, wetlands, and other wildlife habitat from illegal clear-cutting and manipulation by bringing the world's largest habitat management program into compliance with the Endangered Species Act and other environmental laws. At issue is how federal funds provided under the Pittman-Robertson Act, the Federal Aid in Wildlife Restoration Act of 1937, are spent by states under grants from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. The Pittman-Robertson Act was created to distribute federal funds to states to improve and restore habitat for wild birds and mammals. These funds are derived from taxes paid on guns, ammunition, and archery equipment. According to the Sierra Club, activities in Michigan funded under the Pittman-Robertson Act are having devastating effects on forests and wetlands, including the clear-cutting of large swaths of state-owned land. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has permitted the Michigan Department of Natural Resources and possibly other state wildlife agencies to use Pittman-Robertson funds to pay for unsustainable and environmentally damaging activities, immune from public scrutiny and in violation of federal laws. Sierra Club claims U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, which administers the program, has turned a blind eye to this abuse, refusing to enforce the National Environmental Protection Act or the Endangered Species Act. For almost 4 years, Sierra Club has demanded the abuses of the Pittman-Robertson program in Michigan be addressed, but the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has steadfastly refused to enforce the applicable laws, said Ann Woe-Wode, director of Sierra Club's Michigan Forest Biodiversity Project. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service claims that large-scale clear-cutting and wetland manipulations paid for with federal wildlife habitat improvement funding has no environmental effects, and this perverts the intention of the program. All right. We have a little bit more wildlife news here. The Sea Shepherd Conservation Society's Operation Grindstop campaign is informing European consumers of the extraordinarily cruel hunt, or grind, conducted on pilot whales several times a year in the Danish protectorate of the Faroe Islands, all in the name of tradition. As a result, European companies and governments are lining up against the hunt. German supermarket giant Aldi has now announced it will no longer sell fish from the Faroe Islands. Aldi expressed their best wishes to Sea Shepherd for a successful campaign and has assured us that as long as the killing of marine mammals continues in the Faroes, no new contracts will be signed with the Faroese suppliers, said Harmut Scheidek, director of Sea Shepherds in Germany. The general public's rejection of the Faroese hunt is forcing more companies to define their position on the issues. Aldi is following the lead of the Tengelmann Group of companies, which has banned all products that come from nations where whales are killed, including Norway and the Danish Faroe Islands, for the past 12 years, and has promised to drop Icelandic fish imports if that country returns to commercial whaling. A spokesperson from Langi's Igloo, a subsidiary of Unilever, a multinational group of companies that includes Elizabeth Arden and Calvin Klein Cosmetics among its brands, told Sea Shepherd, "We want to express our disapproval of the inhumane and unacceptable killing of pilot whales on the coast of the Faroe Islands." In an August 4th letter to Sea Shepherd, Germany's Federal Association for the Fish Industry and Fish Wholesalers condemned the hunt in similar terms. All right. Well, we're going to be back with our more news after this break.
Many times I've been looking for something that wouldn't be found. took some time alone. Sitting quiet, it all came so simple. I just let go. Underneath was the love that was crying. Let me out.
Earth First Radio will be right back after this break. Stay tuned.